The health needs of Māori and Pacific communities will be a key focus of a far-reaching government review of health services. The number of district health boards could also be slashed. Let's talk now to David Clark, Minister of Health, and in the Dunedin studio this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Susie.
Why is a review needed?
Well, we've got a growing and ageing population, and as you mentioned in your introduction, we've got outcomes for Māori and Pacific that are poorer than for the general population. And we've also got an increasing burden of disease, diseases like cancer and diabetes, and we need to future-proof our health system to make sure that our health system is ready for the next 30 years, not just the next 3 years. We need to have a health system that delivers a world-class service to New Zealanders, and we need to have a good hard look at things. It hasn't been done for a while.
See, that answer tells me that you already know the needs.
We know what some of the needs are, that's for sure, but we haven't got a detailed explanation as to how we go about changing things. There have been plenty of reports that have outlined the fact that we have these problems. What's needed is a report that actually says how we're going to fix them.
And what does that involve? Major structural change?
It will involve structural change, inevitably. We're going to look at the way we structure health services, the way we resource them, and the way that they are delivered. We need to, you know, look at what's happening offshore. This DHB system we've got now has been in place since the start of the century. It's true that the clinicians and other people that use health services all are of a mind that change is needed. Mm. It's kind of a once-in-a-generation opportunity,
Does that mean then that the number of DHBs you think is pretty likely to be slashed?
The DHB model has as a strength that it responds to local challenges and local priorities, different populations in different areas.
Is it too local, though, at the moment?
It's got as a weakness the fact that there is a lot of duplication. And I think a lot of clinicians, and I tend to agree with them, think we could be sharing more services across DHBs or trying a different model.
That does sound like you're saying, yes, the DHB model does need to be streamlined. So it's, what, 20 at the moment? Are you thinking that's likely to go down to what, 4, 6, 8?
It could be done lots of different ways. More services could be centralised. The challenge is that I think we need to go in with open eyes and look at all of the possibilities. Look at what's happened offshore since the start of the century, and look at what's working here. Our system still delivers quality healthcare relatively cheaply compared to lots of our comparable countries, but we need to get the best possible system for the next 30 years, not just the next three.
Mm. Do you want to keep it in its current form, though?
No, I think that there's a real appetite for change, and there are certainly things that are, the duplication of services, planning, financial back-end services and so on, are some obvious things that could be streamlined.
Okay, so
there's opportunity for wider change.
If you're wanting, you're saying you don't want to keep it as it is, there is an opportunity for wider change. What maths have you done to figure out what the savings could be if the bureaucracy is reduced?
Susie, we haven't looked at those numbers at this stage. Excuse me, I'm just going to cough. I've got a frog in my throat. I'm going to press on mute for just a second. Sorry about that. Back with you. We haven't done the background calculations on quite how much money could be saved. It will depend very much on what the optimal solution is. I think we have to have a look first at how we offer the best health service that we can offer. How do we make sure that Māori and Pacific get better outcomes? How do we make sure that we are prepared for a growing and ageing population? How do we make sure that chronic diseases like cancer and diabetes are prepared for suitably
but even
for the
if
future?
A decision,
those things may
even,
cost more.
Even if a decision hasn't been made, though, Minister, you must have a sense going into it, there'd be no harm in having done the maths on various different options, which you'd get a sense of how much could be freed up.
Well, the whole point of the review is to look at these things thoroughly and to do it in a careful, considered way rather than having a knee-jerk response to one possible saving here or one possible saving there. We need the best possible health service for the future. We need to future-proof our health services.
There could be job losses that come as a result of this, though, couldn't there?
With any change, that is a possibility.
I think we'd be kidding ourselves
if we said that that wasn't going to be the case.
Yeah, it's actually a certainty, isn't it?
It could be that there are jobs created as well. We do need to meet the challenge of a growing and ageing population. There's no doubt that there's going to be significant cost attached to that and no doubt more work. And this is a government, remember, that said that it wants to fund health services better.
What about the timing on all of this? Are you really needing to wait a year when already you've been in government for over 6 months? And also, to be fair, we're in opposition for 9 years. It's a very long time frame.
Well, it is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, as I'm seeing it, once-in-a-generation. We've had this health service in place since the turn of the century, and I see this as a real opportunity to do this thoroughly, not a knee-jerk reaction, to canvas widely with clinicians, to have experts on a panel that say, here is real change, here is significant change, but we're going to do it carefully and we're going to do it right.
But real change isn't going to come until a second term, is it?
Significant changing of structure I don't think will happen in this term of government, but I think any government that's in will want to see the results of a thorough review and look to how change can be made in a way that's meaningful, that's lasting, and that achieves better results for New Zealanders for their healthcare.
Thank you very much, David Clark, Minister of Health.